escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. The Bucks beat the Steelers 17-14, which was bad news for me in our NFL preseason survival pool that we have between the four of us.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Me, Chris Muller, Donnie Football, of course, and intern Jack.
Who's in the best shape right now, me? Me and you tied?
We both have two. Donnie's down to the New York Giants, but they're getting awesome quarterback play. So he's alive and well.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Jack just said he has three teams left.
Oh, well, then I guess he's alive and well.
I think you misread it, Pony, because you said Jack was in dire straits, and I thought, like, no, he seems like he's actually, because of the tie here,
never
he's
mind.
In good shape.
Jack still with more than a heartbeat, even a pulse. Okay, so the story to me is what's happening in the aftermath of this game at wide receiver. Because I went to the game, I drove home, I listened to post games, I watched what people were saying on social media, and the big thing from fans and media was Roman Wilson. This is progress. This is good. This is a step in the right direction. He looked fine in the first preseason game against Jacksonville. He looked even better in this game against the Bucks. He's out there against first-team defenders, and Mason Rudolph hits him in stride deep downfield for 40-something yards, and then he had another catch, and he finished with 72 yards in the game. So he's stepping into that void. He's making a good impression as a contender to be the Steelers' number two wide receiver, to be the guy behind DK Metcalf to fill this hole that has existed now for 2 years. But then I think the Steelers looked at it the way that I should have looked at, I don't know, I'll just throw a name out there, Kenny Pickett in the preseason.
Man.
These games and stats really don't account for much. Your one goal in the preseason should probably be, above all else, to come out of these games healthy. And the last thing you want to do is to fall for the fool's gold aspect of these games. So now you've got Gabe Davis en route to interview with the Steelers again to maybe get a chance here. Rock Taylor, who had more catches than anybody in the game Saturday, got cut today. So they're telling you, don't really put any stock in these games. And so I'm not going to be the guy that bangs the drums. I'm not going to be one of these Steelers reporters. Some of them did this after Saturday night. They're like, I told you about Roman Wilson. You didn't want to believe me. It's August. James Washington in August used to look like Lynn Swan.
August.
Exactly.
He was Mr. August.
Yes.
And also,
Kenny Pickett looked like Joe Montana. And then his receivers looked like Jerry Rice.
I was going to say, let's just go the full Monty here. I thought about Roman Wilson, kind of the same thing I remember saying about Kenny when I was trying to provide like a counterweight to what you were saying when he was lighting it up in his second preseason tour of duty. I thought Wilson in that game like did all you could hope he would do if you were a Steelers fan with as close to a starting quarterback throwing him the ball. If anything, Rudolph threw a pretty good ball there. If he throws a slightly better one, it's a touchdown because he was maybe like half step on the back hip. If he leads him a little further, he might score.
Yes.
And maybe if Wilson can put the brakes on, he gets 20 extra yards on the one where he ends up dancing out of bounds. Like, he's looked much more the part of, okay, this is why they drafted the guy. They think he can be a good NFL wide receiver. But I'm much more concerned about the fact that the guy that they are bringing in to tell you that they don't really put much stock in this is Gabe Davis. That's sort of my bigger worry here, Pony. I'm not going to lie to you.
And why is that?
Because I think Gabe Davis is a one-game wonder. I think Gabe Davis also falls in a very specific bucket for the Steelers.
Wait, so now you have me thinking about the one game.
The playoff game. Okay, the four-touchdown playoff game.
It's not Kenny's first start against
No. Well,
in the NFL? Because that would make him a two-game wonder.
No,
because
I have a two-parter
against the Steelers,
he was 3-for-171-2.
Yeah.
No, I was going to give you the one-game wonder in the playoffs, four touchdowns. His name is literally Big Game Gabe because of that. Who's the other big game James we know? Big game something? James Shields, of course, in baseball. His three games against the Steelers, he has 8 catches for 230 yards and 4 touchdowns. Sounds really good, except 171 and two of them came in one of those three, and in the other games, he had a touchdown in each one, but he was,
he had that catch and run touchdown from their own end zone. That's where most of the yards came from in that game, too.
So I guess my point is when he came in, I recall you saying what you had heard was that he did not look in like the greatest of shape.
And that he invited himself.
He invited himself to the party. He did not seem like he was in great football shape. Now, the first part, if that's true, is always going to be true. He invited himself. The second part, how many weeks ago was that? Several? 2 months ago?
Yeah, I think that was way before training camp started.
Guy could get into much, players often do get into much better shape. If he was fully better coming off the knee, if he's anything like most pro athletes, he's probably in much better shape now. I just am not like totally sold that if they decide Gabe Davis is their wide receiver two solution, that they've got a really great player. In fact, I think his skill set and the way he generally hurts teams or hurts defenses reminds me a lot of Metcalf, a pretty big, pretty physical guy who can run straight line very fast. I think Metcalf's a way better player, but like he reminds me almost too much.
That's obvious. They're paying him over $100 million.
But he just reminds me stylistically a little bit too much of Metcalf. I think you need to have guys whose styles and how they play the position, for the most part, complement each other. And I think he's just a big, rangy, downfield target.
I kind of feel like, I think the Steelers remind me of where I'm at when I'm in the middle of like a book that I'm not a huge fan of, but I've already read like 300 pages and I only have 100 left. So I say to myself, you might as well finish it, or a TV show that I start binging. Yeah, the first four seasons are really good, but this fifth season is just
Dexter
a slog.
Was terrible with that.
But I got to finish it now. I've done most of it. I got to at least get to the finish line. I think the Steelers should, I don't know, I think they kind of are, this tips their hand, they should look at wide receiver this way. We've already made all these wholesale changes to our team. We've got cap space. Are we really going to stop now? Are we really going to go into the season with DK Metcalf, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, Scotty Miller, and I guess maybe Gabe Davis as our wide receivers? Is that really what we want to do here? Can we, like, I would think, not that they're all in terms of draft capital and mortgaging the future and stuff like that, but 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, you've been hyper-aggressive. You've got to get somebody else in here. And my reservation about Davis, it's not exactly the same as yours, but mine is maybe even more basic. The Bills always need wide receivers. He's been awesome for them, and they don't want him.
No, that's a very good point.
And they don't want him.
That is a very, very good point.
So that's really where my concern comes in with him.
He also never even had 70 yards receiving in a game for Jacksonville. That's frightening.
But
actually,
who's really looking at this Steelers team when they take inventory of it? Obviously, it's salary cap, so teams have holes. Not every team is complete, but I still don't think in 2025, the place to really leave yourself short, unless you have Josh Allen, who just won the MVP, is at wide receiver. So they should be turning over every stone. If the idea here is Davis came in a few months ago and was out of shape, let's see a few months later if he looks better. He's a big playmaker. If the knees repaired itself, I'm fine with that. Like, due diligence is a very popular word when you're a general manager in an NFL team. You should be doing constant due diligence.
Sure.
But I'm with you. Like, if they sign Gabe Davis, I'm not going to come on the air and say they finally found their long-awaited wide receiver two. They fixed the wide receiver two problem. No, they did not. The same way they didn't when they traded for Mike Williams at the trade deadline last year.
Gabe Davis is a really good wide receiver three, in my opinion. And I think he's also a player who's just fair to wonder, like, how much did Josh Allen make Gabe Davis what he was in the open market? How much does he owe Josh Allen?
A lot, because he went to Jackson. Well, he made him.
Guaranteed money?
I think
he got
20-something million guaranteed.
He had one game where he had two touchdowns. Every other game he played there, he didn't have any. He never hit 70 yards receiving in a single game for them. Those would just be alarm bells, man, because is the Steelers quarterback situation this year, I know it's Rodgers, but the current version of him, is it closer to Josh Allen or is it closer to, I guess, Trevor Lawrence? I know what my answer is.
412-928-9370. Obviously, the Steelers not doing cartwheels for their preseason performance against the Bucs because Roman Wilson had a quote-unquote breakout game, and what do you know today? The Steelers are bringing in a veteran wide receiver to maybe take that job. Here is Emmanuel on the fan. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just talking to me, but I think this move might be more of a concern because Calvin Austin is hurt. That's what I've been hearing. So that's probably the reason why they might bring in Gabe Davis. And I agree with y'all. I'm not taking too much off of what we saw from the preseason. And that's probably another reason why I'm a little more optimistic, to be honest, about Rodgers not playing, because we're not going to really be too high or too low what he did in the preseason because we didn't see him.
Your scuttlebutt is you think Austin, who goes about 5'9", 150 pounds, soaking wet, is hurt again. He played what? He missed his entire first year. He's played the last two. And he's getting off this is a big year for him. It's year four. He's up for a contract. So you're the guy that you project right now to be your number one, your number two wide receiver is in somewhat rough shape.
Correct.
Yeah, that isn't good. And it's your thinnest position to begin with. Donnie, you want to add something here? Gabe Davis. Does the Donnie needle that is just right here?
Does the needle move when Gabriel Davis comes to town?
Is it starting to vibrate a little bit?
It gives that one little flicker and goes right back to where it started at.
It barely registers something. If this were a Richter scale, the earthquake wouldn't even get reported.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason they probably like him because he's a good blocker.
And smoked them in a game. Like, they love those guys who have a great game against the Steelers.
Yes, and they always take that into account. Like, oh, okay, this guy may not have good numbers elsewhere, but, man, he played us, and he really showed out. Like, they've absolutely signed guys off that before, and you guys already pointed out what he's done against the Steelers in a few games. But, no, I mean, this ultimately doesn't move it much at all.
Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Steelers wide receiver position?
Ooh, that's a good question. 7.5?
I was thinking 6 or 7.
Man, that seems low because you were the guy that's like, keep Pickens around. Run it back with George. I talked to somebody at the Steelers game Sunday. I'm not going to say which team he worked for, Steelers or Bucks, who said this, or Saturday night, who said the same thing. I think they should have rolled the dice with George.
I don't know. That feels like an
I don't agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, when we're talking about
Calvin.
You're
not going to say which side of the game it was, Steelers or Bucks.
Yeah.
I feel like it had to be a Bucks person because the Steelers people up close saw all this. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was somebody with the
Steelers.
I don't
know. Maybe they're watching Calvin Austin get injured right now, and they're thinking, wait a minute, this is really what we're planning on doing, having this Munchkin be our number two wide receiver this year?
And the Buccaneers seem to reload that position better than anybody. At this rate.
And I got people in my mentions telling me if Ibuka and Harmon were both there, there's no way the Steelers would have taken Ibuka. Because did you see the hand strength in Harmon? Saturday night.
Push.
You see what he does? Those powerful hands.
I mean, until he got knocked out of the game on a very scary play, you have to look at Jalen McMillan and say,
how about Sterling
Shepard,
who's been around for a while, who looks better than the Steelers' backup wide receivers?
I'll focus on McMillan, who they absolutely could have literally taken instead of Roman Wilson, and who was one of the more productive, especially when it came to touchdowns, rookie receivers in the league last year.
Here is the man that voted Chris Muller the best sports radio personality in Pittsburgh in 2025, Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
Roman Wilson is going to be the man and the number two wide receiver this year. This is why we drafted him.
Well, now that you said that, we should just move on to another topic, because everything you say about football, Adrian, is gospel. Like when you said Russell Wilson was going to turn around the Steelers franchise and lead them back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Russell would be good on this team.
No, but you said last year's team was going to win the Super Bowl with him.
Well, they didn't throw the ball. Tomlin lived in his fears mm-hmm. the second half of the season and didn't throw the ball once George Pickens got injured.
And Mike Tomlin is going to be the guy who unlocks and unleashes Roman Wilson. Like when Wilson was healthy the entire second half last year and decided to give jabronis like Van Jefferson helmets instead, Adrian.
First of all, Roman Wilson was injured last year.
Not the whole year, pal. Then, he was a healthy scratch the second half of the season. And he never played because Tomlin liked Van Jefferson more. He wasn't moving on up at all. He was dropping balls, and they were losing games.
Well, now that he's had a full offseason and preseason, you see what he's doing?
Yeah, and that's why they're bringing Gabe Davis in, because they love him so much.
I want to get on your partner over here sticking up with your chest out, Boney. I want to get on your partner over here, Christopher Muller.
For what?
Who just said Gabe Davis would be a very good number three wide receiver, right? So Roman Wilson, the third-round pick, the number two, Gabe Davis, number three. Like, you're so close to saying something very intelligent today, Chris. Just let it be.
He can't get the ball over the goal line, Adrian. He's like the Steelers' short yardage offense. Not very good.
Yeah, Muller's just in no man's land. He can't score when he has the ball at the inch-yard line.
Bottom line, is Russell Wilson still a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers? Let's just cut right to the chase here. Let's eliminate all the BS. One game to win. You want Russ right now or Aaron Rodgers, Adrian?
Well, we don't know. I mean, I like them both.
Way to plead the fifth.
Equally.
That's a great sports talk radio topic. I like them right down the middle. Let me sit my ass right on that fence and hope it doesn't give me more gout.
They're both the same, man. I like them both the same. That they both won Super Bowl. You know, I think Russell was more the reason why they won a Super Bowl than when Rodgers won it.
Thanks, Adrian. We'll talk to you later. You think I say dumbass stuff on the radio? My God. I should take your phone away after that one.
I was waiting for it.
Jeez.
I was just waiting for an opening where he might say something, where here comes Mulsey with his big Mike Tyson knockout punch.
The one Super Bowl Russell Wilson won, the defense obliterated the Broncos.
And
the
Aaron
one that
Rodgers
they lost,
had like the best postseason run of all time, other than Flacco.
The one that they lost was because Russ wanted to be the hero at the end, and Pete Carroll wanted him to have that. And then Rodgers cooked the Steelers like few guys not named Brady ever cook them.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys have. I mean, obviously, we don't want to see Roman. You know, it's been good for his confidence. He's made plays 2 weeks in a row. That's been encouraging as things are settling down for him. Scotty's always reliable. You know, this guy that never gets talked about, that a lot of trust with him, and really, more importantly, not just from the coaches, the quarterbacks. Brandon Johnson, you know, he's stepped up. It's been a good mix. I mean, I know Ben has his toe or whatever. What's going on there? I'm sure he could tell you about it. But, you know, Ben, he played, had a big role for us last year. I thought he's had a good camp. And then he has a couple of young guys that have, to me, that made some plays. You know, so it's been an opportunity, right? Calvin's reps and Roman's taking advantage, and those other guys have.
Arthur Smith must have forgotten his morning coffee or afternoon zen, because there was very low energy there talking about the wide receiver room. Behind DK Metcalf and the injured Calvin Austin, did say Roman Wilson settling in. That being said, the Steelers are going to have Gabe Davis back tomorrow. Adam Schefter reported that. And how much stock do you even want to put into what Roman Wilson has done in the preseason to pacify and cool the concerns about the Steelers' now 2-year hole at wide receiver 2? 412-928-9370. The question was simple. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Steelers' wide receiver 2 spot headed into the season? After watching Saturday and now seeing what the Steelers are doing to address the concern and watching last year's team lose the head case George Pickens for a stretch of games and watching the offense basically go into a shell because they had nobody to get open and get the ball to. 412-928-9370. Here is our number 2 fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, so I'm going to go with a 7, and I was thinking 7 like when you first uttered that, not before Mulvey and Donnie gave their answers. But if we had kept Pickens, like, I don't know, Pony, you sound like you're closer to an 8 or a 9 or something like that. I will say, had we decided to roll the dice with Pickens, my concern would have only been like a 2. So it goes from a 2 to a 7. So to me, that's significant. So here's the thing. I kind of almost feel like if they bring in a guy like Gabe Davis, okay, they're basically just telling you that they don't really value a number 2 receiver. And what it kind of reminds me of at this point is kind of like when they drafted Najee Harris in the first round. And then a couple years later, they started investing in the offensive line and whatnot. And it kind of seemed like the Steelers were trying to zig when everybody else was zagging. Like everybody was going through score points, 30 points through the air. And it's like, you know what? The Steelers are going to basically win with defense in the run game. And the NFL, we think, will eventually trend back in that direction. And we're just going to get ahead of the curve. And this kind of almost feels like that to me. Again, because it's like, you know what, we got this offensive coordinator who really likes to use multiple tight end sets. So, you know what, we can rely on just a young guy who barely played last year to play wide receiver too. And it just, it drives me nuts because it has been a 2-year hole. So like,
you sound like you're going from a 7 to an 8 or 9 live on air here. I'm hearing the blood pressure and the volume get raised up on you, Jeff.
I mean, that does have a tendency to happen. Sometimes I get up and I start pacing. Other times I'm calm and I just sit in my chair. So,
do you drop F-bombs during preseason games? The normal
games.
Jeff antics of the regular season watching games, do you conserve those for when the real games start, or will you occasionally have a riot on your couch during a preseason game?
No, not during a preseason game. And I will say that I've also calmed myself considerably during regular season
games. Sign of maturity.
Since I've become a father, I mean, you just got to kind of cool it, you know, when you have a little one around, and it's what, and
don't want to teach them new words in anger.
You want to hear something funny? My son said to me last week for the first time, the word sucks, because I told him I had to go into the office. He goes, that sucks. And I just looked at him. He is not quite 5. He'll be 5 in about 3 weeks.
I like that he used it in proper context. I think that's a win for Jeff. Is sucks like a word that would get
I think a lot of
an evil eye from you if Lennox dropped that S word? Yeah?
Yeah. Well, we were in the car, and I guess he and his little buddies in the neighborhood might say the word frick.
Yeah.
And I did not think he said it. I thought he said the other one because I was kind of half listening. I said, what'd you say? He goes, I just said frickin'.
I mean, Stella couldn't get one of her toys to start working. She goes, this blows.
Well, that, I mean, you want to talk about being your daughter. How often has she heard you say that?
I don't know. Probably a ton.
I would be
watching
more,
games.
I think I would be more upset if my kid was saying that all the time. I think that's the kind of thing that gets him in trouble at school.
Really?
Yeah, I think this blows would be way worse.
Oh my God, there's so many things that kids can get involved with now and get in trouble with.
I'm just saying on the
it's
list
not
of
even
things
a swear
that kids
word.
Could I understand that, but on the list of things that kids could say, I think it actually, like at her age, if she said it in preschool, the teacher would be like, what?
Here's Alex next. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Awesome. What's good?
Currently mourning the loss of Duquesne legend Christian Kuntz this morning. Tough injury to go down with.
Kabali made it sound like it's not, he said broken sternum, but then he made it sound like it's a multiple week injury. I don't know, man. That sounds like it's.
Seems like a year.
Yeah, or like
eight
months
weeks
out.
Minimum.
Who said that?
Yeah, and as a long snapper, you know, you don't know his future. That's what scares me. But Dukes are going to smack the Panthers next Saturday. But moving forward to the wide receiver room.
Wait a minute. What? You're calling in
He's
to say
Duquesne's
going to upset Pitt?
Yes, you heard it here
first. Are you going to put money on the Duke's money line?
I haven't seen anything yet regarding odds. I don't even think they put it out this early.
But if you're that confident, shouldn't that you just put the money on them and you'll reap the benefits here?
Is it? Well, it's not even out yet. That's how bad it's
going to be. It's not out yet because it's – yes, that's the reason.
Oh, because yeah, they don't want to make Pitt fans feel bad. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but wide receiver room, Gabe Davis – doesn't really move the needle for me, but I mean, he's going to be a great depth physician, I'd say. He's almost like a podcaster at this point. But I am not worried because Roman Wilson will be the offensive player of the year this year. Yes, or here first.
For the Steelers or for the entire NFL?
The entire NFL.
What will his stat line look like?
I'm going to go 1450 yards.
Okay, 1,450 yards. How many touchdowns?
Catches?
And 13 touchdowns.
Okay.
How many catches?
75.
I got news for you. That would be spectacular if he did it. It would not win him Offensive Player of the Year.
Thank you, Alex.
Pony, what would you do if Roman Wilson racked 75 catches, 1,450 yards, and 13 TDs this year? What would Pony do to...
What?
Didn't Joe say he would do 5 shows in his underwear if what happened?
If the Pirates signed Bo Bichette.
Okay. What would you do if Roman Wilson put up numbers that we would have happily taken from AB?
If I jumped off the Clemente Bridge into the water, would I die?
The one guy did it after the wild card playoff game.
And?
I mean, he's alive.
Any long-term
I think
ill
that
effects?
Bridge is probably at the point he jumped, 55, 60 feet above, 50 feet above the water.
All right, I'll do that.
High dive is what? At most pools, like 35 feet?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You got to go in pencil style.
If he hits all those numbers?
I don't think they'd let you. I think you'd actually get hauled to jail for that.
Oh, well, then I don't want that then. Well, maybe I'll walk across it in my underwear like Crowley was supposed to do, but...
He never did the
leopard
thong.
He backed out because he's a wimp.
But isn't backing out of bets kind of a thing on the morning show?
Yeah, they never go through with any of them. At least I pay my way out of them.
Doran did finally get a WVU tattoo on his body. Are you aware of how he paid that off?
Yeah, I think it's 13-9.
I'll give him this much. Clever.
I agree.
Clever loophole he exploited there.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Imanaga's one ball pitch. And that swung on, driven high in the air, left field. Ian Happ turns around and he watches this hit onto Waveland. A home run for Tommy Pham. Pham giving the Pirates a 1-0 lead with his sixth of the year. And that was a shot. It cleared everything. The bleacher bums, well, they just turned and watched it along with Ian Happ as Tommy Pham absolutely tattooed a pitch from Shota Imanaga.
I like it. I like the tattoo line. You don't hear that. You don't hear tattooed as a verb in baseball.
Dan had the verb thesaurus out there. I like that. It had a nice rising action. Donnie, pop quiz. You hit him out to left field at Wrigley. You hit him onto Waveland. Do you know the street that you hit him onto if it's out to right field?
Nope. Never been to Chicago.
But, I mean, you've watched many games, and guys say, like,
and I'm worried about the street names.
Pony?
I don't know.
Would you like to help him?
Do you think Dan knows?
Dan, if they get it out to right field and it's a bomb that clears everything, what street are they hitting it onto?
Isn't it Gary Sheffield Way?
It is Sheffield, yes. Very good.
All right, Dan, you can sometimes be your own worst critic. What did you think of your second soiree in the Pirates booth this weekend? At historic Wrigley Field, no less.
What did I think of it? I mean, I was kind of just in awe. of the facility, like the venue, closest thing that we'll probably ever see that resembles Forbes Field. I mean, it was awesome, right? Dream come true, the whole, every cliche that you could think of.
Were there butterflies and nerves going because you were at Wrigley Field?
No, like before the game, like walking in and kind of getting ready for the game, that's when I think you're nervous. But then, and I'm sure Andrew, hosting many national programs as you have, Chris, same deal. You know, Andrew, you've been on national TV. Chris, your hairline was all over national TV well over a decade ago. You're probably a little nervous, right, before you go on. But once the lights come on, you gotta perform, don't you?
And did you feel like that's how it went for you? When you listen back or you hear these highlights, are you pleased with what you're hearing? Do you feel like you passed your own personal test with these two games?
I mean, that's the first time I've actually – well, second time I've heard it back, because I heard it back on the post-game show when we do that little wrap-up thing. So this was the second time I heard it, and I was listening. All right, did I give the score? Did I give, you know, where the ball was going? I mean, it was a very easy one to call. I'm sure you guys saw the home run.
There's
that
no
hit,
doubter.
So, yeah, so that always helps. And that allows you, I think, as a broadcaster to kind of like get into it. Whereas if it's a, you know, in-betweener, you don't want to have a certain depth perception issue where, you know, you call a warning track fly ball or maybe even a pop-up on the infield a home run. And so, yeah, like those are the ones that you really don't want to biff. And if they do go out, right, like by the will of the wind, if it's carried into the basket, which can sometimes happen at Wrigley Field, those are the ones that then become anticlimactic, right? And, you know.
So I'm curious about this one because you mentioned the old depth perception thing, and I think everyone that's ever seen the press box at PNC Park will tell you that it's much higher up than it is in a lot of stadiums. It's much closer, like club level or lower in other places. Where's the Wrigley Field press box in for people who have never been there, and how hard is it to call fly balls because of the depth or the height, the lack thereof?
So it's lower than PNC Park. Most places are, except for maybe two venues, Washington and Texas.
Yep.
Texas is the worst. I did a game at Globe Life Park. Terrible. That is, you're halfway to, may as well be on the UPMC building here in Pittsburgh, just for, you know, context. Not the fly balls aren't an issue here at PNC Park. The home runs aren't an issue. Where it is, it's like the line drives. You're so high up. So it's really hard to tell if it's a line drive that the shortstop is going to catch or it's going to easily clear his head. I would say those are much harder. Or say those low line drives that are sometimes one hopped and they're not cleanly caught, maybe like shoe top high at third base, shortstop, second base. I think those are much harder than actually the trajectory of a fly ball. I think you could see that actually pretty easily here. Of course, home plate is an issue as well. And the break of a particular pitch, whether it's a curveball, slider, that's really hard to tell here from PNC. At Wrigley, you could tell just about everything. It's a perfect venue. You're basically on top of home plate. Here at PNC, you sit back a little further, but because it's an old venue, you're like almost looking straight down. And it's a
how many old styles?
That was the part that just
Dan. Phew, how many old styles this weekend?
What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Okay. Babe in the Woods shows up here suddenly.
Dan Zangrilli, pre and post. His visit's brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. He called the Pirates game Saturday and Sunday at Wrigley. Any like mementos or things that you now have saved or you took with you from your play-by-play experience there that you will cherish?
I don't know if I should admit this, but stole some ivy off the wall.
Where is it? In a little baggie? Did you bring a plastic bag on purpose, and then you put it in there, and now...
If you let it dry out enough, you could crush it and probably sell it to high school students for a pretty penny.
I got a sample. I just got a little, just wet in my beak, got a little ivy off the wall.
Have you ever done anything before, taking the dirt or the grass from a place?
No, I've not, because I'm certainly not a photo guy, certainly not like a memorabilia guy. You come to my house, I have nothing, but... You know, on the advice of others, I was told to try to drink it in, and I got to give a huge shout-out to Matt Capps, who really kind of took me by the hand, sometimes literally, to like, all right, we're going downstairs, we're going to take a walk. And he made sure that, you know, there were those moments, which I'm really grateful that he did, because otherwise I'd probably just be trying to see what somebody's batting average is with runners in scoring position that would otherwise never come up.
Do you think you will call another game this year, Dan?
No, that's not in the cards right now, but as far as what the future holds, no clue, and I'm good with whichever way that sort of shakes out. Would love, obviously, to do that. I think you got two really good guys that are stalwarts and absolute workhorses. And that's what made, I guess, this year so cool, because the opportunities are so few and far between that for the stars to kind of align like this and those opportunities to arise was amazing, because especially here in Pittsburgh, as we know, they don't come around very often.
Did anybody reach out to you and compliment or commend your play-by-play work that you did not expect to hear from?
I don't know what you mean by the second part of that. I mean, I guess yes. I mean, people come out of the woodwork, sure, whether they're listening.
Joe Buck texted you and said, hey, I heard you.
That's
on
what
the
I'm talking about. Any
ex-players,
anybody, any announcers in the business that are big-time guys that are like, you know what, okay, Dan, you can do a good job here.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from some people, that, you know, we're I guess, looped in on it, sure. And that's always a wonderful thing. And you never know who's listening. And it's pretty cool to get an idea of who is, you know, during the game, or you see something.
Man, you're like,
you know,
more evasive than
later.
Sosa when he was like in court over the Mitchell report on this, Dan. No names.
I mean you want just names? No.
People, you know, names that people know here that they would be interested in hearing about.
That's
no, Bob Costas did not. No, Bob Costas. Well, who I didn't hear from was you, Andrew.
Well, I knew we were going to talk today, and I was going to give you credit for a job well done. That's all.
Well,
I'll be
you.
Honest. I was.
Did you hear from Adam Crowley? Did he text you?
I think actually he did, maybe the first time around.
Did you hear from Harry Callis?
Which one?
Did you hear from Starkey?
Yes, I did. Yes,
really?
I did.
No,
I certainly. I heard from. You know what? No. Hold on. Last night,
did he call you like Cletus or something
night,
like that?
Good job, Cornelius.
No. Last night, as the clock struck midnight, the king of Pittsburgh sports media, and maybe I'll share this with you if I could. Let me pull this up here.
It's time for a fireside chat.
All right, here we go. This was at 11:59 p.m. last night as the clock strikes midnight. Hello, Dan. Just wanted to let you know that I thought you did a hell of a job. I listened when I was in the car quite a bit over the last couple of days, and I thought you were on it. Great call on the home run Saturday, and then the double by Bart today was outstanding. As very well good on top of it. Thought it was a splendid performance. A little bit of a typo there. But that it is, that's verbatim.
Is that from Pomp then?
Yeah, I replied, Pomp, thanks so much.
Media. Yeah, John Staggerman.
Andrew.
You neglected to mention the nachos that you were.
Here is the Bart call that Bob was alluding to.
And Bart swings, rips a ball down the left field line. It's fair. Headed into the corner. This will tie the game. Gonzalez scores from second. Mike Ribello is going to wave Jack Suwinski home. He'll score without a throw. It's a two-run Joey Bart double in the top of the sixth inning. And the Pirates have taken the lead on the Cubs at Wrigley. It's 3-2 Buccos.
I like that one, too.
Objectively, very good call.
Do you want us to save these in a place where you can get them, Dan, or do you already have that covered?
I think Joel hooked it up.
Okay.
And he dropped him in the News Boss folder. Can you check and see if he did that for me, if you don't mind?
I can. All right, Dan, enjoy Buccos and Jays tonight. We'll be listening when we're done at 5:45.
Should be a good ball game.
There you go. Dan Zangrilli, everybody.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.